Blog Talk Radio.
Take a lickin'. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Friday, October 15th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear that's flying off the shelves. One special we have until midnight tonight that will end no longer. One special we have going on right now that will end midnight tonight is if you buy two Chicken Whisperer t-shirts, one for you, one for your spouse, one for your girlfriend, one for your son, one for your daughter, and yourself, buy two Chicken Whisperer t-shirts, and you'll get a free aluminum Chicken Whisperer water bottle. It's a very cool, the limited edition. So we've got that. And then we also have, if you buy one Chicken Whisperer t-shirt, then you'll get a free Chicken Whisperer bumper sticker and a free Chicken Whisperer Power to the Poultry ever-so-popular wristband. So we've got those specials. Just go to chickenwhisperer.com and your two T-shirts, and all the other stuff will come free in the box. Order one T-shirt, and the sticker and the bracelet wristband will come in free in the box as a surprise. So that's the fall special that we're running at chickenwhisperer.com. Just till midnight tonight, Friday, October the 15th. It's been going on for a couple of days now. If you're listening live to today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. It's becoming full and full and fuller, as it does every Friday, because everybody wants to win some very cool prizes. But come on into the chat room right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry, with the Chicken Whisperer fans, and other chicken owners from around the world. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. You want to know how to do that? Just click on the Chat Now button at our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Chat room will automatically open up. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own, very own, unique, fun, and creative screen name that you'll have for the life of your account. Come on in. We'll get to know you by that screen name, and you'll get to meet a lot of new friends. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, talk all about backyard poultry, show poultry, and sustainable lifestyle. I would also like for you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list there at Blog Talk Radio. If you mark the show as a favorite and get on our friends list, then you automatically get the email updates before the radio show starts as a friendly reminder, which is always convenient so you don't forget to tune in. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in today to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by, you guessed it, ManaPro.
ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com. Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com. Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We're going to make your day today, especially if you're the right caller, because you're going to win some great prizes today on Fun Friday. So, yep, Pat and I just might make your day. We've got some cool things to give away today. I have it all laid out here across the office and some other things as well. Hang on one second for me, folks. Hang on one second.
Oh, you can hear typing. Can you folks hear me in the chat room? This is Pat Sinon, but I don't know what happened to Whisper. So if you just let me know if you can hear me gabbing away here or not, that would be helpful. And that probably was me typing. Hey, BYP. Hey, Bard Rock. Hey, Professor. It's filling up. Dragonfly, Aaron Burke Edwards. Huh, good. So you can hear me. All right. Well, yeah, I don't know what happened to Whisper. But I know when I was soloing on the switchboard there that my phone went out and then I had to call back as a guest. But so we can hang it on. Well, anyway, good. Hey, there's some questions there in the chat room about turkeys, if anyone has any experience with turkeys. And I'm certainly, Professor McCray, I'm sure, has a lot of experience with turkeys. We raised them, and I loved them. In fact, I miss them. I keep thinking about maybe getting a pet one or two. But my coop is so small, I just have to limit what I've got at this point. So, but if there are any comments in about turkeys, did you have a specific question about turkeys coming on? Aaron, I think that was your question in there. Any specific question about turkeys? I know when they're small, when they're babies, they're just as fragile as can be, those long legs. And when they get older, they're almost impossible to kill. They get pretty tough. So, Aaron, go ahead and type in your question about the turkeys. While she's doing that, I can tell you last night we had the Shenandoah Valley Poultry and Garden Club met. We met over at the Virginia Horse Center. They let us use their Workhorse Cafe, which was wonderful. There wasn't an event going on, so we had... Whisper's back. I wonder if I have to call back in.
Hey, Pat!
Oh, you are back in there. Okay, I was just thinking, I wonder if I had to call back in or not. So, gosh, I guess I was live for a while, so I was just chatting here merrily along, talking about the Poultry and Garden Club last night, and then I got disconnected too. So we're both here. Hey, Whisper, it's happy, fun, freaky, frolicky, frisky, and fun-filled Friday. How are you doing today?
I am doing awesome. Nice morning. It's beautiful here in Atlanta. Got a few chores done around the house, and then I went on a little tractor ride. I was at one with my tractor. So we had a great time.
You'll be drag racing before you know it.
It was such a beautiful day. I just couldn't resist. Oh man, it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. No, sorry about that little technical difficulty. Started getting ready for the radio show and everything, and then all of a sudden my computer wanted to run a virus scan, which is fine. In fact, it's still running. In fact, it says total item scanned 188,888 or something like that. So just making sure we practice safe broadcasting
Well, Ms. Whisper, Macintoshes don't do that unless you ask them to or have a program. In the middle of a show. That's the thing, when I do use a PC, those little windows that pop up are just horribly annoying, and I don't know how to turn them off. But
no, I would rather be safe than sorry. We do practice safe broadcasting here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, so it's looking for any type of viruses that are out there that we definitely don't want, and so it's making sure that we that, yeah, we practice safe broadcasting here. And sorry about that other little we were doing fine, got the show going on, and then and I think everybody will appreciate this. All of a sudden on my caller ID it said my lovely wife Jennifer was calling, which is very rare because she knows that I broadcast live, obviously, for almost 2 years now between 12 and 1:30. So it was just very rare. So those of you who know me and listen to the show know that my priorities are, of course, God, family, and then, of course, work. That's the way it should be, I feel, for everybody. And so my wife comes before work and broadcasting. So she called in, didn't know what was going on, could have been an emergency. You just never know. In fact, when I used to do corporate training, and I did that for about 8 years full-time, with a company I had here in Atlanta, and I really enjoyed it and did corporate training. In fact, when I started my classes, I would tell people that, you know, I have no problems if you leave your cell phones on. If you have to take a call, just walk out the door. Life goes on even though you're in this training today. I completely understand that. So I told them, I said, some of you may have babysitters at home, and it could be an emergency call. It could be something about this, that, or the other. That's fine. Life goes on. Just excuse yourself from the room quietly if you have to take the call. No problem whatsoever there. And we would go on with the classroom. I used to tell folks that, yes, my cell phone is on, and the only way I would actually get the phone once I looked at caller ID, pardon me, is that I would actually answer my phone if it were three people, God, Mama, or my wife. So that's what I would tell folks. So I was like, hey, if it was God, Mama, or my wife, I'm getting the phone. Sorry, folks. And that was my policy, and it still kind of is today. Like many of you know, that back when Jen and I got married 9 years ago, last month, we've been together for 14, dated for 4 years, and we got married. No, we didn't shack up, but we dated for 4 years and got married. And we made kind of a pact. It wasn't in our official vows to each other, Pat, but we did make and all my sponsors know this, all of them that even send me around the country, when we even went on Chicken Whisperer tour last year, all of them know that we kind of vowed to each other never to spend a night apart. And after 9 years of being married, from the day we got married on September 29th, 9 years ago, we have never spent a night apart. And so if anybody wants to book me, they have to realize that they're paying travel for two people, me and my wife. Of course, she helps me. Really, I need a helper anyway, or somebody to go with me and travel to help set up, break down, you know, work this, work that. And so just because she happens to be my wife shouldn't make a difference. So everybody knows, I made that very clear with my publicist, my personal assistant, everybody else, that you're booking two people when you book one. And so far, after 9 years, we've made that pact to ourselves, and we've never spent a night apart. And hopefully, when they bury me, they'll be able to say that at my funeral, that it was something very important to me, and that we, after however many years, whether it be 10 years or 50 years, that we never spent a night apart. So that I could, just so you know, if my wife calls again any time, whether it be tomorrow during the show or 4 years from now during the show, again, that's kind of my policy. My mom passed last year, so but I'm telling you, if my caller ID says Mama's calling, I'm going to get it. So, but anyhow, that was the little dead air you heard just a few minutes ago. But the first issue was my desktop decided to run a full system scan, so that's not a problem. I got a few computers laying around here. We popped another one open, and we got going here, so no problem whatsoever. It is Fun Friday. We're already running a little late, so I'm going to go ahead. We got tons of prizes to give away. We have a couple of cool announcements, but I'm going to go right to the phone lines right now. Because it is Fun Friday. Every Friday sponsored by Randall Berkey. They had a great, great special last year that a lot of you took advantage of. And I know that because I'm privileged. I got somebody on the inside. I got somebody on the inside at Randall Berkey. Yeah, too. And her name is Peach, and we're going to bring her live right now. Hey, Peach, how you doing today?
Hi. How's it going, Andy? Doing good here. How about you guys?
Doing great. Yeah, wonderful.
Well,
absolutely,
really good.
I'm had a little bit of flu, but I'm doing better and happy. I know. Can you believe it? This time of year.
Not the swine. It's not the swine or the avian flu.
Oh gosh. No. I'm doing a little bit better now, but it did get me down. I do have to say.
I have a question. This talks about our show a little bit as well. Did you get the flu vaccine? Because everywhere I go, I can't go out of my house. Every little drugstore has signs, flu vaccine, $25. Come poison yourself. Come get mercury. Come get all this, you know, come get formaldehyde. Come get all these things, that, you know, have your kids vaccinated and get what's that, ADHD and all this kind of stuff. Oh, my goodness. So did you get the flu vaccine?
I did not. You know, I got it actually about 15 years ago. I got the flu vaccine. And, I mean, I didn't have any bad results with it. But truthfully, the only time I think about it is when I'm sick. So, and then, you know, when you're not supposed to get it at that time. So, you know, I guess if I stayed well long enough and remembered, you know, I might consider to do that. But at this point, I can't stay well this year. I'm just catching every little thing that comes down. But
this is so weird because just two nights ago, I think it was last night, to be honest with you. We turned in a little bit early, and Jen, I think, was reading, and I had the laptop up, and I went to YouTube to look at, actually, I was looking up a few gospel songs, and I went to YouTube, and I said, you know, I haven't seen this in a long time, so I went to, I think it was flu vaccine ingredients, and there's such a funny video out there that talks about the ingredients of the flu vaccine, and of course, so he goes on and tries to make his own flu vaccine. He's got a blender. He puts some eggs in it. He puts some formaldehyde in it. He pops open a thermometer and pours some mercury in it. He puts in some laundry detergent to keep it clean, of course. And then he goes through all this stuff about, you know, blending it up and saying, you know, he has somebody sneeze in it to get the live virus of the flu. And then he starts mixing it up, and it's awesome. Then he draws it up in a syringe, and he goes to stick somebody with it. And they're like, no, I'm fine. Really, I'm feeling really good. No problem at all. And he goes, but it's government recommended. Oh,
that
my gosh.
That makes it all right then.
Yeah, it's been out there on YouTube. A lot of people know what I'm talking about, but it is so funny. Go to YouTube and look up, I think, flu vaccine ingredients, and you'll see it's a great parody of what's in the flu vaccine. And, of course, it may have been changed since the video came out, but it'll definitely get you a good laugh and get you thinking. So, and then you can go to, there's a couple other websites that specialize in that. Oh, also, while I was looking for that, this is true. I mean, I believe she was 20 years old, a young cheerleader lady. She was married, full life cheering. She was trying out for the Washington Redskins cheerleader, as a cheerleader for the Washington Redskins. She went and got a flu shot, and to this day, she's been disabled. It was on national news, and they said, oh, well, this is a one in a million occurrence, and this is what she ended up, it triggered a mental, I forget exactly the term it was, and so now she can walk backwards fine, but she can't walk forward fine. She can run fine, and she can talk normal when she's running, but when she's walking forward, she has all these abrupt muscle spasms and movements, and she can't talk. It's a sad story. It really, really is. It's really sad, and it was. And even the doctors proved, yes, that was because of the shot. Even if it was one in a million, I don't want to be that one in a million. I've sent out my prayers to her and her family. She was living an active life. Anyway, nope. This is not the backyard poultry with the vaccine whisperer. Nope. But you having the flu and us bringing it up, and just the ironicness of us looking at that, those two videos last night. Now you've got the flu. I've wanted to mention flu shot. Pat, now you work in the pharmacy, and so I think in the pharmacy you give the flu shot all the time, right?
Well, I can. Luckily, I was pretty fortunate, but the other pharmacist does most of the flu shots. But honest to God, mm-hmm. Mr. There are people that come in that are frantic. I mean, they're literally almost in a panic to get these vaccines and want the first mm-hmm. ones out. Don't want them to run out before they get their shot. So, but they're not. There is a dark side to vaccines. So
I just say, you know, do your own research with anything, whether it be political or health or whatever it is. I don't care. Buying a tractor, whatever it is, do your own research and make up your own mind. Don't just become a sheeple and just get in that little herd of sheeple and just kind of go down and do what everybody else is doing. Do your own research, educate yourself, and then make your own educated decision. Same thing as backyard poultry. Make your do your own research before you vote no against backyard poultry in your town. We also saw night on YouTube, there was a video. I don't know why they taped this, but it was maybe for memory. But there was a baby, a newborn baby, getting his first series of vaccinations, and four shots, one in the left arm, one in the right arm, one in the left thigh, one in the right thigh, boom, 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 putting all this in at one time. Yeah, and I was just rolling my eyes and shaking my head. So it was pretty crazy. But hey, I'm looking right now at randallburkey.com. I invite you to go to randallburkey.com, click on the Chicken Whisperer special. Last Friday, we had an awesome heated base for your waterer. So if you're a waterer and winter's coming up, you don't want to have to run out there with a tea kettle full of hot water to thaw that waterer out or switch out waterers day and night because of the cold temperatures. If you already had a waterer, then you could get the waterer base and set the water on top of it. Voila, you have wonderful water all the time for your chickens. But today, in case you're a new chicken keeper, you haven't got your waterer yet, but you don't want to have a separate base and a separate waterer, we've had this on special before, and it's also an awesome item because it combines the water and the heater all in one unit. Tell us about it, Peach.
All right, I'm happy to. This is our 3-gallon heated fountain water. It's all in one. You've got your heated base. Of course, this base is only comes on whenever, of course, you're below freezing temperature. It's not on continuously. It does have a little plug there on the side. You can see where you plug in your cord. The nice thing about this is it's great. It's an all-in-one, you know, solution. It's maybe good for somebody that's, you know, doesn't have a big, huge budget to work with to buy the separate heater base and the separate water. And it's a good little fix just to have and on hand on those really cold nights and days and put it out as needed. And it does the trick. And everybody that orders these are real happy with them. I think it's all seasons is what we call it. And let's see here. What else can I tell you about it? It is a bottom fill, so it is. You will have to turn it over. You can use it year-round if it is your only heater. But I always tell people, you know, I mean, the sun, all of that, the sun can be brutal. So, you know, if you don't really need it in the summertime, it might be better to store it and only use it in the wintertime. And for today, for Fun Friday, of course, we've got a deal. For normal price is $39.99. Of course, with the Chicken Whisperer, Key Code Whisperer on Fridays, this could be purchased for 20% off of that. So that would take it down to only $31.99, plus shipping. And we can get that out right away. We have plenty of them on hand. So
that's perfect. And that's about the same price as a 3-gallon waterer anyway, maybe just a tad bit more than a standard 3-gallon waterer. So, you know, if you're in the market for a 3-gallon waterer, you might as well go ahead and, you know, spend an extra $5, if that, and get this one with the heater. So even if you live in, like, this would be an ideal waterer for maybe in the southeast region where you don't have to worry about 24/7 frozen temperatures, but you want to have it available if you need it. Let's say, you know, you got some cold temperatures in December, January, and February. Maybe a couple of days a week it's getting down there below 32 or, you know, below, you know, 28. Now you have the availability to and the equipment you need to make sure that you're not troubled troubled.
Maybe terribly inconvenienced.
Inconvenienced, yes, about that. So, yeah, without a doubt. So it's this one may be good for if you maybe don't live in such a cold climate and need a water or want a water, and then now you have the best of both worlds right there, just in case you need them. So, yeah, that's absolutely perfect, perfect for that. So, perfect. So let me see what we got here. Let's see, $39.99. You said it was $31.99 after the discount. And tell us how everybody can order that awesome waterer heater.
All right, it's quite simple. You can simply log in to our website at www.randallburkey.com. That's our website and our web store that's open 24/7. Also, if anybody would like to pick up the phone and speak with me or anyone else here at Randall Burkey, they may do so at 800-531-1097.
There you go. Everybody call Peach. It's much more fun than just going online.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very
all
good,
right.
Peach.
Go well, ahead. Guys, well, thanks for having me today. It's been a lot of fun and always very educational with you guys.
Yep. And I hope you do actually feel better. Take some good medicine and all natural stuff. Drink plenty of
oat
day and get to feeling better. And boy, I can't believe I have the flu and you're at work.
I think what happens is maybe if I let things get to me and I kind of get worrying too much and my vitamin intake isn't right, I think I just kind of drop below the level there and I'm more susceptible to it. So I need to just boost up the vitamin C and get plenty of rest, and I think I'll be all right. So.
Well, since Bob put in that beautiful spa swimming pool for you guys last year, maybe he needs to put in some type of health center. You know, maybe we can get a workout room there as well. And get a workout room with a spa that you can go into and really, really recuperate after a hard day's work there. I think I'll send Bob over an email and say, since he was so gracious to put in that pool for you guys last year, that a spa workout room to keep his healthy is on the tabs for this coming spring.
I think you're right. I couldn't agree more. I really appreciate that.
I will do that. I will have a one-to-one with my friend over there. So, hey, Peach, thanks so much for calling in. I'm surprised you still call in every Friday because you just never know what the subject's going to be. But we have a good time. And we appreciate you coming in. Well, hey, feel better, and I hope you have a good, relaxing weekend.
Thank you. You too. And, Pat, you have yourself a nice weekend too, okay?
I will, Peach. Thank you so much. And I'll certainly send healthy thoughts towards your way to get you over that little hump here real fast.
Okay. Thank you so much. And y'all have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Peach. Yeah.
All righty. There you have it, folks.
There's a comment
awesome.
In the there's a comment in the chat room about taking vitamin D as a prevention against some colds and the flus and stuff. And I've got to add, with the days getting shorter now, and as a pharmacist, my advice is absolutely take that vitamin D, 5,000 international units a day or the 50,000 a week, and it does help to keep some of the flu and cold and all kinds of things at bay. So it's a good thing to do. I had to put that in as a public service announcement, Whisper.
No, that's no problem. No problem at all. I also saw on the in the chat room that they were wanting us to give away a hot tub.
I think that's a great idea.
We need to get a hot tub sponsor first. So if anybody has any ideas, just tell them about the show. Because we actually yesterday on our Facebook page, we put I'll just read it to you because, like I said, we got plenty of time. We have lots of stuff to give away today, and it's going to be really fun. Here we go. We put we were announcing kind of the chicken coop contest that we're going to start this coming Monday. Chicken coop contest. I put, thanks to our sponsors, the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show has given away more chicken coops and prizes than anyone else in the backyard poultry industry. We are giving away another awesome chicken coop, and the contest starts this Monday, October the 18th. Stay tuned for more details. So everybody's excited about this, we just gave away a coop not too long ago. And what I want to do is I've just about got it figured out. So without a doubt, the chicken coop contest is going to start this coming Monday the 18th. And I am going to make it available to where both you can win by listening and you can win on our Facebook. So that'll like richen the pot a little bit because we have coming up on 7,000 fans on Facebook plus another 2,000 on Twitter plus the 15,000 or so listeners we have on the radio show every month. So it's going to be a big contest. And, of course, the chicken coop is provided to us by Derek and Tracy over at mypetchicken.com. They have been gracious and wonderful enough to donate these chicken coops to us month after month after month. And so I think this may be our seventh or eighth that we've given away in 2 years. So we're very proud of that and proud of them. It's going to start Monday, and I'm going to try to make it to where, and I think I have an idea how to do it, everybody is eligible. However, right now I think you're going to have to be able to listen live on the day we give it away. It'll be a 25-show contest, so it's basically 5 weeks. We're going to give it away the Friday before Thanksgiving. How cool is that? And so it'll be, if we start Monday, it'll be a 5-week program or contest. And it may involve collecting passwords, both on Facebook and on the live radio show. They may be the same password, but I think you'll probably have to listen live the day of the show to be able to actually win. And you can do that. There's contests like that where you can buy a raffle ticket anywhere at any time, but you have to be present to win. So we'll see if we can't do that. We can have it for both our Facebook fans, Twitter followers, and of course our live listeners. So, or maybe there'll be a bonus for our live. And along with every coupe that we give away, awesome, you also get a copy of Pat's book, City Chicks. So I want to make sure that I do mention that. So that is an awesome deal there. And how about that? So that is going to be coming up on Monday. Everybody's always excited about that when we give away chicken coops. This is an awesome chicken coop. And it's sized for a good 4 to 6 chickens. You might be able to get 8 bantams, but really 4 to 6 large fowl birds for this coop. And it's a great starter coop. But let's say you already have a coop. Let's say you have 35 chickens like I do. And you're thinking, well, I'm not even going to play because the coop's too small. And I've got 35 chickens, so it wouldn't benefit me at all. You're wrong. You're wrong, my friend, because you can use this coop as a starter coop. If you just hatch out baby chicks, it's great for your started birds. It's great to isolate new birds that you bring onto the property to practice biosecurity. So you can use this as maybe your biosecurity coop when you bring new birds to keep them in and contain before you join them with your other flock. Or maybe you get a sick bird or two. You can use this as an isolation pen for your current flock. There's a number of uses for this coop, even if you have 35 chickens. The other ways you can use this coop in your everyday routine in your backyard to help you and your flock. So I don't want you to just think, oh, well, da-da-da-da-da. So yeah, it's awesome, awesome deal. It's about a $400 value, and it'll be shipped right to your front door, I believe. So perfect, perfect, perfect. Fun is what we're doing. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we've got about 45 minutes left. And let me tell you some of the prizes we have today. Of course, we have a couple of great prizes from RandallBerkey.com. Pat, we've got Sunflower Sensation, a big giant jar of Sunflower Sensation that's a super awesome treat for your chickens. We're going to have a chance to win the Mealworm Frenzy, 3,250 mealworms. And I counted them one day as I was snacking in front of the ball game. And so 3,250 mealworms. And then, of course, so we have that. We've got a little prize package from eggcartons.com, which includes, their catalog, a pen, a hat, and one of those stress eggs. It's one we showed you there the other day. It's a stress egg, a foam egg that you can, when you get stressed out. We've got a prize package from ManaPro, which includes a cool keychain. The keychain has a bottle opener on it. So how cool is that? I needed one of those down when I was at the farmhouse this past weekend. I got my tractor key on one of these keychains. It's got a bottle opener on it, a ManaPro keychain, a ManaPro koozie, a ManaPro clip, and I think a ManaPro frisbee. They may be even something else in that pile over there. And then, of course, it looks like we'll come up with maybe some Chicken Whisperer gear. We've got looks like a water bottle sitting over there. We've got what's that other thing over there? Hang on just a second. Let me peek over. A coffee mug. We've got a hat, Power to the Poultry Chicken Whisperer hat. And, of course, we never did give this away because nobody knew the answer. But we've got the first time we've ever given it away. We tried to give it away earlier, but nobody won. A set of Chicken Whisperer, what are you calling me? Set your drink on them? I'm at lost of a word right now.
Coaster.
No,
coaster.
Coasters, yeah, coaster.
Yeah.
You get a set of 4 Chicken Whisperer coasters. How cool is that? So we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have chicken trivia. In fact, I need to check my email and see if I've got chicken trivia over here. Yep, I sure do. And so we're going to go to a commercial break, folks. And we'll be back right after this, and we'll start the Fun Friday Chicken Trivia Contest with Andy and Pat here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back right after this short break from our wonderful sponsors.
When you need an incubator, think Brinsea, the incubation specialists. Brinsea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. They have incubators that hold anywhere from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. These durable, easy-to-clean, quality products come with a 2-year warranty and are the choice of backyard breeders through research establishments. Visit them online at Brinsea.com. Brinsea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brinsea.com, or call 1-888-667-7009. And don't miss out on Brinsea's September sale. Until the end of the month, you can save 20% or more on their full range of incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brinsea. Technology you can trust.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com. McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery. If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try ManaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try ManaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers. It's easy and rewarding to keep backyards. It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at MyPetChicken.com. That's MyPetChicken.com.
Hey, guess what, everybody? There's 70 days, 20 hours, and 7 minutes until Christmas, but who's counting?
Bye.
Alrighty, how about that? Hey, Pat.
Hey, I wasn't sure if I've been disconnected or not again or what happened. Yes, a little Christmas in October. I think that's totally right. Yeah. So there's a comment, though, in the chicken in the chat room there, Whisper says it's clocking nuts. The Christmas song is clocking nuts. Of course, they're Christmas and holiday nuts, so we love it.
Absolutely.
We love them just as it is.
Absolutely.
Right.
Of course, if you go in the chat room, all you'll see is a bunch of mixed nuts in the chat room.
Yeah, really.
Oh,
and
I love it.
I love it.
Well, hey,
we have a
critique out there. Apparently, Emma that's not her favorite song that she hears on this radio show. She likes the Christmas songs. She likes the clucking, but it's just not her favorite. So, sweet Emma, I'm going to dedicate this next one just for you, your favorite. Let's give away some prizes, Pat.
Yep, sounds good. Sounds really good. I started to do some swing dances, so I better sit back down again. I love the swing dance.
I love it. Okay, let me get over here to the chicken trivia questions we have. This is pretty simple how this works, folks. We give away a prize every day on this show, the last 10 minutes, from our sponsors. But on Friday, it's Fun Friday, we give an array of prizes away. And what we do is we ask the question. If you want to take a guess or you may know the answer, either way, you can call us. 347-637-3237 is the live call-in number, 347-637-3237. And we're just going to go down and give away prizes until we run out of time. We've got a lot of cool prizes to give away today and a lot of great questions that we have for that. If, let's say, we take caller number 7 and we bring caller 7 live, as soon as we go to caller number 7 and you're not it, don't hang up because caller 7 may not have the right answer. And then what we do is we go to caller number 8. If caller 8 doesn't have the right answer, then we go to caller number 9. So you really don't want to hang up if you're in queue and you're not number 7 because you might be caller number 8. And then guess what? 7 doesn't know it and you do. So you might end up being the winner if the correct caller doesn't know the correct answer. So just to give you that little heads-up tip there about how our chicken trivia works. And then, of course, I'll ask you once we're done, if you are on Facebook, then I want you to have you just send me via Facebook email, Facebook message, the prize you won in the title, and then I need your shipping address so I can get that to I think most of the things today I'm shipping out myself out of here at the office, but I know that the Mealworm Frenzy and the Sunflower Sensation have been provided and will ship out from RandallBurkey.com out there in Texas. So so if you're on Facebook, follow us on Facebook, of course, Facebook.com/TheChickenWhisperer, Facebook.com/TheChickenWhisperer. If you're not, just let me know. You don't do Facebook, and then I will give you a call after the radio show to get all that information, but it's a little quicker and a little faster and a little less time-consuming if you can just send us that information via Facebook. So no problem there. All righty, Pat, here we go. Let me see which one I want here. There's some good ones here that I really like. Let me scroll down a little bit here and look at them all. Here's a good one. Those longtime listeners have heard this at least 2 times, maybe 3 times. And this question is often asked by our great friend, Dr. McCray. And so here's the first question for today, and this will be for the Sunflower Sensation. So I'm going to start taking notes here, just in case. Sunflower sensation, and we're going to take lucky. We'll start off with a lucky number, lucky caller number 7. Lucky caller number 7, 347-637-3237. What is the percentage of water in an egg? What is the percentage of water of an egg? What percent of an egg is made up of water? However you want to word that question, what percentage of the egg is made up of water? What's the percentage of water in, of an egg? That's the number that we're looking at. What percent of the egg is made up of water? Do you remember that, Pat?
I do. That's one I do remember.
Yeah, exactly.
When I crack an egg open, I sometimes think of that. You know, that's that much percentage. Isn't that cool?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're going to take caller number 7. Now, remember when you call in, because we do have a number of listeners that call in and listen via their telephone, well, whether they're not near a computer, they're on the road, they're traveling, they're in the doctor's office, the dental office, whatever, they'll call in from their cell phone or their home phone to listen to the show. They may not want to participate, so they're just listening. But if you do want to participate, when you call in, you must press 1. That allows me on the switchboard to know that you want to participate. You think you know the answer to the question. So I'll go down, and we'll go to caller number 7. And so caller number 7 hopefully will have pressed 1 once they call into the switchboard. If you don't want to participate, then you're just listening, no problem at all. But if you want to participate, dial 347-637-3237 and then press 1 when prompted. And if you're the right caller, then you will have a chance to win the prize. First question today on Fun Friday Chicken Trivia: what is the percentage of what percent of an egg is water? That's what we're actually looking for. Let me get over here to the let's see. I love this little instant message I got. That is awesome. Yes. Yes, we depend on you to give us factual information. Absolutely. Brighton is actually dialing, but of course, Brighton, you know, my buddy, that you're ineligible because, yep, of Christina's role at Chicken Whisper Inc. And I know you want those awesome sunflower sensation snacks for your wonderful, wonderful chickens there. I know you do, my friend, but but you never know. You never know. Come and visit me, and I'll have some other freebies I can give you. So come on down to the Alpharetta Johns Creek area and visit the Chicken Whisperer, and we'll get you stocked up on some good stuff. So hang on 1 second here. We'll go over to the switchboard. We're looking for caller lucky number 7. Lucky number 7. Remember, you got to press 1 if you want to participate in the chicken trivia contest. All righty, here we go. We're going to the phone lines. Lucky number 7. All righty, you are live with Andy and Pat on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. You're calling in from area code 603, area code 603, if you'll state your name and tell us what state you're calling from.
Hi, this is Diana, and I'm calling from New Hampshire.
Hey, Diana.
Hi.
New Hampshire. Perfect. All righty. The question is, depending on how you want to word this, what percentage of the egg is water?
I'm hoping it's 85%.
That is not the answer that I have in front of me.
That's the egg white, Diana. The egg white is 85%.
The egg white?
Right, but not the entire egg.
Okay, well, I tell you, sorry. You're going to have a bunch more chances during this show to win. So just call back if you know the answer and want to try. That's great, great effort. But there are going to be plenty more times throughout the show. We got 30 more minutes to give away prizes, so thank you very much. So this is a perfect example. That means we now go to caller number 8. We go down to caller number 8. And actually, caller number 8 had called in, and then they hung up. So that means technically that caller number 9 moved up to caller number 8. So if you were caller number 9 initially, then now you may have a chance to win. So let me go ahead and change my information down here on the legal pad so I can make sure if this particular person, if they win, doesn't do Facebook, I'll have the information. Of course, I wonder how many people are searching on Google right now, percentage of. They're going back and trying to listen to the archive shows of the Chicken Whisperer to see what the percentage is. So, all righty, here we go. All righty, caller calling in from area code 978. You were caller number 9, and then you moved up to caller number 8 because the last caller number 8 actually hung up and disappeared. So caller 978, if you'll state your name and what state you're calling from, please.
Hi, this is Bob from Massachusetts.
Bob, Bard Rock.
Bard Rock, you got it.
Oh, all right.
That's...
How you doing?
Bob, I know that you're missing actually a mealworm frenzy or a sunflower sensation, right?
Yeah, I think it's a sunflower.
Yeah, it either got lost in the mail or something got mixed up with emails, so no problem there. We'll say, hey, if you win this, then you'll get was it sunflower sensation or mealworms that your wife won last time?
She won the sunflower sensation.
Okay, then I'll tell you what. If you know the correct answer to this, we'll get you the mealworms, and you'll get one of each. So. And to try them out, and then if you like them, then I'm sure you'll continue to get those from RandallBurkey.com. So what percentage of the egg is made up of water, Bob, from Massachusetts?
74.
No, it's not 74% either, the answer that I've got. And so I'm thinking that maybe let me go over here to the chat room and see. Okay. Dr. McCray. What's up? But that's not the number that I have either, right, Pat?
Well, the number that you have is the right number. There might be multiple answers, but that number did come up on the internet.
Okay, gotcha. That's not – well, of course, our technical advisor, our official technical advisor for the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show is, of course, the one, the only, Dr. Bridget McCray, Ph.D., poultry scientist, small flock specialist, and professor. So we're going by her awesome information. And actually, this question may have come from the avian bowl. This may be one of the questions that came up with the avian bowl. So, Bob, thank you very much for there'll be plenty of other times. So you'll call in.
Okay. That is really awfully close, and that's what the
– No, close. No.
The has
– What'd you say, Pat?
And, you know, everyone's a winner in my book, and he did call in. I mean, this is – and it's Fun Friday.
We've got other callers here in line that are waiting that think they might know the answer. So that means we technically go to caller number 10 because they've come up all the way to call the way we're doing this here. So let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to the phone
lines.
Okay,
Bob, I tried, Bob. You got to give me credit. Everyone's a winner.
Awfully close. Okay, Bob. I think you said what? 74%. Okay.
He said
74%. Okay. If Bob's paycheck is supposed to be $7,400 every month, and he only gets this amount of paycheck, I don't think he's going to say, "Oh, that's close enough. No problem. That's fine, boss. That's okay. No problem at all. That's close enough. It's all right."
Oh, you're mixing eggs and paycheck. That doesn't make sense. You're mixing eggs with paycheck. Oh, dear. But they're both currency. Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. One day food will be currency. Okay, we've got a caller calling in from area code. Let's try this again. Area code 515. You're on the air if you'll state your name and tell us what state you're calling in from.
My name is Mariah Mann, and I'm from Iowa.
Mariah from Iowa.
The wind is named after you, Mariah. Do you know that?
Yes.
Go ahead, Whisper.
Very cool. Hey, Mariah, were you affected? Wasn't Iowa, and I mean, I'm sorry if I'm wrong, didn't y'all just have some very, very horrendous flooding out there in Iowa?
Yes, I think we did.
Yeah, I think some areas of Iowa had some really, really bad flooding. So it sounds like y'all were really a part of that or in that particular area. So that's good. But I was watching some video of some flooding that took place, and I'm pretty sure it was there that was just horrendous. It was horrible. So all righty, Mariah, the question one more time is the percentage, what percentage of an egg is made up of water? And that's what we're looking for. Go ahead and give it a shot.
74%.
Someone else had said 74%, and so Pat would like to give you a brand new Ferrari.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I would too. And a hot tub too, absolutely.
Hot tub too.
That unfortunately doesn't match our answer. And we've already confirmed via our technical advisor this correct question. So, Mariah, try back again. We'll have another – and this has been said on our radio show at least twice, maybe three times. I know specifically twice it's been shared on the radio show. So hang on 1 second. We're going to a the next caller here. Try it again. All righty, caller calling in from 860. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat. If you'll state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Andy and Pat, this is Walter from Connecticut.
Hey,
Walter.
How you doing?
We're doing
Walter,
great.
I'm trying
to give everybody a prize, Walter.
Okay, hopefully I can get this.
I hope you can, too.
75%.
It's not 75. No, what in the world? This is craziness. This is craziness.
Oh, no.
So.
Whisper, that's what's coming up on the Internet searches. It's from other universities as well. So I think everybody's right. Some eggs have Dr. McCrae's percentage of water, and other eggs have the University of Illinois' water, and other eggs have Internet water percentages.
Dr. McCrae, paging Dr. McCrae.
Yes.
Paging Dr. McCrae, please call in.
Emergency in the egg room.
Emergency in the egg room. I love it. Dr. McCrae, paging Dr. McCrae, please call 347-637-3237, and you'll be live on the air when we actually have a winner, maybe. This is, and of course, y'all know that we try to be as scientific as possible. Y'all also know that, and we've done this in the past, that there you may find other answers out there, but that has to match our answer, just to try to be as fair as possible. And if we wouldn't have actually mentioned this on the air at least twice, then I wouldn't be such a stickler and would cut you some slack. But I know we've mentioned this exact number twice so far. So that's the reason
why. We have.
Why
it's true.
We have, maybe even three times, but at least a couple of times. So we're going to try. We'll try it again. Let's go to another caller that popped up here as we're going down the row. Hang on 1 second. Caller calling in from Georgia, area code 706. You're live on the air. State your name and whereabouts in Georgia are you calling from?
Hey, Andy.
Who could this be?
Who do you
think? Hey, Brighton, tell me something.
What?
You're 9 years old, right?
Yeah.
You're nine. That's what
ten.
I thought. And you're inspiring to become a poultry scientist as well. You're very knowledgeable. In fact, you just had an awesome, awesome poultry show that I attended. You were there and kind of swept the show with all kinds of ribbons and plaques and trophies and everything else. And so you know what we're going to do is we're going to let you try to try to guess on this one. And what we're asking for is, what is the percentage of water in an egg? Or what percentage of an egg is made up of water? So we're going to let you try to guess this, and you might get some sunflower sensation out of the deal for your showbirds there. So what do you think, Brighton?
Piece of cake, 66%.
Piece of cake. You're rubbing it in. You're rubbing it in. Oh, my goodness. Yep, Brighton is homeschooled. Brighton is homeschooled, and it is 66%. And I guess... I don't know. I mean, I guess whether it be a extra large egg, a large egg, and maybe we get some clarification on this, whether it be a little Bantam egg, a Sarama egg, or a Jersey Giant egg, that I guess the percentage of the egg is still the same percent of water, 66%. And that is the correct answer from good old Brighton, who is just chock full of all kinds of great information. So that is okay. I am correct. So regardless of the size of the egg, then it's 66%. So cool. Yeah, actually, Show Me Silky, is Brighton, you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody in the chat room says you might have been skipping school to actually listen to this radio show every day, but nope, you are actually homeschooled. And actually, there are a lot of homeschoolers that listen to this show, and they don't actually make it a part of their curriculum, but they do make it a part of their learning day. They may break for lunch and listen to the show, or maybe it's the first thing they do if they're out in California or on the West Coast. So, so perfect. Very, very cool. And that's the number we were looking for. So congratulations, Brighton. We need to hurry up and get some more questions asked. So let me get over here to that. Took a little bit longer than I thought it was going to be. Hey, Brighton, go ahead and send me via Facebook your shipping address. Yeah, send me your shipping address. And of course, Pat, did you notice he had to rub it in? He said, "Ah, this is a piece of cake. It's 66%."
Well, that's one answer, and that's a good one, Brighton. Dr. McCray in the chat room says that the 66 is an average percentage. But so, you know, it depends if they hadn't had enough to drink that day or not, or the day before. But I can see where there might be a lot of variables in it. But congratulations,
yeah,
well done.
I had to crack the whip on my drinking hens. I got them into therapy, and I sent them over to the 12-step program. And, yeah, I had a few of those hens that really liked to hit the bottle too, Pat, and I just had to put a stop to it. It was a bad influence on my other hens, especially my younger ones. That, yeah,
and
those,
the eggs
those drinking,
coming out dehydrated or too watery, right?
Those
either
drinking
one.
Hens, man, you got to watch out. All
when
righty,
they start
we're going to take
– you get it.
Let's do this. We're going to do caller number 10 because I love this question. Always have. Caller number 10, a lot of people are going to know this, 347-637-3237. And where did it go? What does a baby chick use to break the eggshell when hatching? What does a baby chick use to break the eggshell when hatching? It is not a ball peen hammer. I assure you of that. I've already given you a hint. It is not a ball peen hammer. But what does a baby chick use to break the eggshell when hatching? It's this little thing that eventually falls off their beak, and I mean, that's all the hint I'm going to give you. So what does a baby chick use to break the eggshell when hatching? That's what we're looking for. Caller number 10, 347-637-3237. You're going to win some mealworms, Mealworm Frenzy from RandallBerkey.com, 3,250 approximately mealworms in this Ziploc container bag, resealable bag. And so we've got Brighton that's won the Sunflower Sensation from Georgia. Mealworms, we're taking caller number 10. The switchboard is lighting up like crazy. Everybody knows this. I love this question. And it's so cool when you hatch out baby chicks for little kids to see this. It's so, so
cool. Sure is.
So isn't it neat? Isn't it neat, Pat? It's awesome.
It
hey,
is.
Pat,
so I never get tired of it. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you what you're going to do this weekend, but the switchboard just lit up like crazy. So since we're already running a little bit behind on all the prizes we want to give away, I'm just going to go to the phone lines here and see what we've got. Caller number 10. Okay, here we go. Got him. Oh. All right, got the wrong number. Man, some people are calling, and they get into the right position, and they hang up, and then they call back, and I write down the number, and I go back, and it disappears, so hang on just a minute.
Oh, yeah. Dr. McCray says she's calling in. She says, let it be me.
Very cool. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Caller number 10, and the question is, what does a baby chick use to break the eggshell when hatching? And here we go. Boom. Caller calling in from area code 515. 515, you're caller number 10 with Andy and Pat. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Mariah, and I'm from Iowa again.
Mariah,
hey,
how'd
you
Mariah.
Do that? Good for you, Mariah.
Perfect.
You'll be sure
all
to win
righty.
This one.
Yeah, you got this is well, I don't know. Like I said, you never know, so don't hang up if you're in queue until we All righty, Mariah from Iowa, you're the lucky caller this time. Last time you were kind of lucky caller based on default as you moved up the switchboard as others were getting it wrong. But today, this time, you were the correct caller number 10. And what do you think the baby chick uses to break the eggshell when they're hatching out?
The egg tooth.
That is right. He has dentures that he uses to break through the eggshell. That's exactly right. They have dentures. The dentures, yeah, absolutely. The egg tooth right there on the very end of the beak, and then pop, 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 there it goes. And then, of course, that sucker falls off. And that reminds me that they actually, scientists have actually, since apparently the chicken is the closest living relative to the T-Rex dinosaur, I read the story. We shared it with you in Chickens in the News. They've actually had used the genes and done all the scientific stuff to actually have chickens develop teeth in the egg, but at a certain time, per certain day, then they die. They can't actually hatch out chickens with teeth, but they have done the scientific research and all the studies and all the experimentation to actually have teeth and teeth growing inside the baby chick's mouth, inside the beak, rather, and then, of course, they can't get it to go full term. Very, very interesting. So this question always reminds me of that different type of teeth and an egg tooth. Well, Mariah, thank you very much. I'm pretty sure you and your mom are on Facebook. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. If you'll just, I think y'all know the drill. If you'll just send me over what you want, put Mealworm Frenzy and put in your shipping address. We'll get that over to peach@randallburkey.com, and we'll get that prize sent right out to you. You've won the mealworms. Brighton has won the sunflower sensation. Thank you very much for listening to the show, and I hope you have a great weekend, Mariah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And I think Mariah is also 4-H because I think we're friends on Facebook, and I've seen some pictures of her, I think, at shows with the 4-H program, if I'm not mistaken. So that's awesome that she's involved in 4-H. We love 4-H. All righty. You ready to go to the next? See, I've got a prize package here from eggcartons.com. You're going to get their new catalog, a hat, really cool embroidered hat. eggcartons.com. You're going to get the stress egg that we've got, and then, of course, you get a pin, a eggcartons.com pin. And let's have some fun here. I'm actually going to go live to the radio show. I may be wrong. I may be right. I think this is Dr. McCray on the line calling in from area code 302. Doctor, are you there?
Yeah.
Yes. There she is. Great. All righty. How about that? 66%.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of Mariah for turning right around and phoning in really quick with her speedy dialing skills. And she came up with the right answer, and she was not deterred. Good job, Mariah.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Completely agree. Wasn't discouraged. You got to get back up on that horse and keep on galloping down. So that was absolutely perfect. All righty, eggcartons.com prize package. The next question, we'll take caller number – we'll do callers, mix it up a little bit, caller number 8. Haven't done that in a while. Caller number 8. And we've had this before, but we also had the percentage of water in the egg before, and that seemed to be a challenge. So we want you to name – make it a little difficult here. We want you to name 4 different comb types. 4 different types of combs that may be found on different varieties of breeds of chickens. That's what we're looking for. Name 4 different types of combs. If you can name those 4 different types out of the 7 that I have listed here in front of me, then you're going to win an awesome prize package from eggcartons.com. Also, let me remind you, shipping until I believe it's the 22nd. Free shipping on your entire order until the 22nd of October. When you order at eggcartons.com and you use the coupon code FALL2010, FALL2010, I think that will get you free shipping until October the 22nd. They normally don't have shipping this early in the fall, free shipping this early in the fall, but they're running this special for you, so you can do that. So I think caller number 8, we want you to name 4 different types of combs that you may find on different poultry, chickens. That's what we're looking for. So we got Pat's live, and now we've got our technical advisor, Dr. McCray, on. And so so glad you could join us today, Dr. McCray.
Well, I'm glad that you're having so many good callers call in. And so I hope Walter gives a call back with his guesses. And don't give up. Just keep calling in. And I do think most of you can answer this question. Maybe bonus points will be given if you can name a breed for each comb type. But
oh, that would be really cool.
Oh, you're getting cool. You're getting high tech now. But I bet
they
could.
Well, these are a couple
showmanship
questions.
Yeah.
At least for a national standard for showmanship. That's a, you know, quite typical.
Yep. Yep.
And who'd have thought that baby chicks would have dentures that age? I mean, that's just all righty, we're going to the phone lines. Caller number 8, you are live with Dr. McCray, the Chicken Whisperer, and Pat Forman, the most awesome author, with all of her great books, and poultry advocate. She's traveling, doing a lot of traveling, promoting backyard poultry lately. So you got all three of us on the live, and now we're bringing on area code 214. Area code 214, if you'll state your name and let us know where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Dave calling from Texas.
Dave, haven't heard from you in a while, Dave.
No. Been kind of just listening, haven't been calling in.
Yeah, cool. Not a problem. And I met you. Of course, it was great to meet you and I believe it was your daughter when we were out there visiting in Dallas, and we were at the garden store out there. It was so nice to have you all come out and meet you guys, and we appreciate you, long-time listener of the show. And the question today is, if you can name 4 different types of combs.
Okay. How about a pea comb, rose comb, single comb, buttercup comb?
Got it. Can you name any more?
Good job.
Bingo.
I've got 3 more.
All right.
Can you name 3 more, can you think?
Oh,
just for our,
not right off.
For our listeners. Okay,
rake, fine tune.
we've got V-shaped, and we've got cushion comb, and we've got the strawberry comb as well. But you named 4 that we were looking for, and so you've won that eggcartons.com prize package. And Dave, you're on Facebook, I was safe to say?
I am now.
Okay, I am now. Perfect. That's great. We appreciate that. And if you'll just send over your shipping information, we'll get that over to Scott. Actually, I'm shipping it out because I have it all right here on the desk, so I'll be shipping that out. So if you send that to me, I'm going to get that out today, actually. I'm heading up there after the show to the post office today. So we appreciate you listening.
And,
thank you so much.
I think I've got an answer for why there is a disparity between the percentage of water in the eggs.
Oh,
maybe they're looking at store-bought runny eggs versus good homemade eggs.
Oh.
No. You would think that the runny eggs would have more water, but they actually have less.
Hmm. Interesting.
How much
have to write that back.
Because the membranes are weak, or what's the reason they have less, Professor?
Because there's pores inside the eggshell, and they've been in storage for longer, and they lose water.
Interesting.
So the age of the egg is also a factor, an independent variable that we have to put into this. So it is
when you're grading eggs, most of the eggs you see at the grocery store are not double A's like you get right out of your hen. They're marked as A's because they've been through distribution and storage and travel and retail sales, and you know all that takes time, and in that time you lose water.
So
if you guys had all participated in poultry judging contests as 4-H'ers, you would know this.
Whisper, you know, based on the professor's answer right now that there is, they lose water and there's a range, I think those other collar henders are winners. Just a thought. Anyway, so what's the range then, Professor? An egg can go down to almost 0 water if it's really old, right? I mean, it gets dehydrated.
It might take a year.
But it could.
It could.
Yeah, the oldest one I ate was 8 months old, and it was about half its normal fresh size, I guess.
Still
had a yolk. Yeah. Interesting.
And those aren't, you know, you get a higher quality grade to a fresher egg because that's what the consumer wants.
And then how long is an egg considered fresh by the FDA?
I'm pretty sure it's not the FDA that has jurisdiction over that. That's more USDA.
Okay, then by the USDA, how long is it considered fresh?
It depends upon the labeling per state, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, anyway, the guidelines that I've heard are you have 1 month after it's laid to get it to the grocery store. The store has a month, and then the USDA says 4 to 5 weeks to keep it in the refrigerator. So a fresh egg is relatively
and
considered
that,
3 months old.
You can't
old.
Sell a B-grade egg. That's the problem.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. Mine go fast.
Well, y'all may have A eggs and double A eggs. All my eggs coming out of my backyard are double D eggs. I tell you that right now, baby.
Oh, man. I mean,
yeah. My isobrowns are, yeah, they are enormous. My isobrowns, let me tell you, they're putting out eggs that are double D, not this A and double A stuff. All righty, I've got one more question, and I'm gonna need some help with Dr. McCray here.
Well, I've got a question still on combs that we can discuss later. There is one more comb out there, and there's only one breed that has it.
Mm.
This might be a little too hard for folks, so go ahead with your question, and we can discuss this one after show hours.
Name the current name. Name the current name for the breed that used to bear the name, and help me with this, Dr. McCray. Is it Chittagong, Chittagongs?
Chittagong,
Chittagong. So name the current name for the breed that used to be called or used to be named Chittagongs, Chittagongs. C-H-I-T-T, you have to be careful on air saying that one, C-H-I-T-T-A-G-O-N-G-S, Chittagongs, and that's what we're looking for. If you know that, very, very quickly, we'll take the very first caller that can call in and know the name of that since we're running out of time. Name the current name for the breed that used to be called Chittagongs. And let's see if anybody knows that. I sure as heck didn't know it until I just read it. I couldn't even pronounce it. But somebody out there, you never know, may know the answer to this. And it is a popular breed now, very popular breed. Wow, looks like we even have a caller here. Hang on, let's see if we got – let's go to the phone lines real quick. Caller, you're calling in from area code 302. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Jennifer Harris.
Yep, caller 302. You're on
live
on the air.
Hey, Ms. Harris.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Do you know the answer real quick?
Is it Brahmas?
It is Brahmas. I can't believe we got a winner. That's awesome. I'm looking over the desk. You've got a ManaPro prize package from ManaPro. ManaPro prize package has got a frisbee and a koozie and a farmer's almanac and a pin, and there'll be a clip, a magnetic clip. But we've got 1 minute. Ms. Harris, thank you very much for calling in. That's awesome that you knew
Ms. Harris and I are going to go to an auction today at about 5:30. So, well, I'll be calling her after your show.
That's pretty awesome. Well, guys, we've got 43 seconds left, and so we're going to go ahead and break away. I hope you had a great, fun Friday. Wow, we talked about everything from vaccinations to chittagogs to dentures to double D eggs and everything else in between. So we hope you enjoyed today's radio show. Thank you, Pat, for joining us. Thank you very much, Dr. McCray, for joining us. And, Pat, I'm going to let you take the last 20 seconds. Pat Foreman.
Or maybe not.
I'm here. Hello.
8 seconds.
May the flock be with you all. God bless everybody. Thanks for calling and enjoying it. God bless.